This is Adam Perry from Media Trust Newsnet. A few weeks ago, we were up in Newcastle with Jesmond Local, one of our Beacon hubs, helping them initiate a series of boot camps. And I'm here today at the BBC Connecting Communities Conference with David Baines and Dan Howarth, both from Newcastle University and both coincidentally involved in Jesmond Local and with the boot camps. First of all, David Baines, how did the boot camps turn out in the end?
Very well. There was a lot of people involved in them. There was much more interest than I expected. And there were some terrific ideas about what stories were and how to tell them in different ways. For instance, one, it involved people sitting around talking about the extent of artisan workmanship in Jesmond, different people with different skills, where they came. And that conversation itself became a piece that went on the site. And I'm sure that stimulated many more conversations in that community.
That sounds fantastic. Now, I know, Dan, you said to me, I think we had 30 people there on the Wednesday evening, which I thought was a great turnout, but you said, actually, more came along subsequently.
Yeah, absolutely. So we did three boot camps in total. The first one we had about 30, and I think we had about a third marking for the second two. The second session we did was on social media and how journalists use various tools and techniques. The third session was on media law and news values. So we kind of, the three sort of issues that are really central to kind of, the production of hyperlocal news content were kind of covered throughout the boot camps, and I think people got a lot of value out of it, really.
And do you think that you got a good response from the local community? You think you'll get many of them kind of continuing to be involved?
I hope so. Well, when I said there was 30 people involved, there's about 15 of us on the team already. So there's about sort of 12 to 15 new people. And it's early days. It only finished last week, so we're not quite sure yet. Nobody's really sort of sent anything in for the site yet, but we're probably expecting something in the next couple of weeks, video content, slideshows, images and news stories. So hopefully we'll get some good stuff on there.
Great. David, what do you think the boot camp is useful in helping people to overcome their reluctance or perhaps fear of contributing to kind of hyperlocal sites?
Yes. I think some people are already quite used to shooting videos, uploading to YouTube. But there was that interest of what makes a story, how to tell a story. There was lots of stuff people learnt there. And one thing that I thought came out of it very well was actually the processes of thinking of stories, what a story is, and telling the story. It's not necessarily the valuable thing wasn't necessarily the story at the end of it. It was that process of doing journalism and interacting and thinking of stories and where you find them and how you tell them. And I think that's going to make a big change in months and weeks to come.
Great.
Other way around, weeks and months to come.
Well, listen, many thanks. It was great fun to be involved. Thanks for helping us out with that, and talk to you soon.
Thank you, Adam. It was great.